We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Hey Coach, presented by Alpha Insurance. For the best agents in the business, call Alpha. Also brought to you in part by Ford. For great offers on F-150, see your local Ford dealer. Proud sponsor of the Crimson Tide. Coca-Cola, share a Coke. Golden Flake, the official potato chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide. Chick-fil-A. The Chick-fil-A restaurants in Alabama are proud partners of the Crimson Tide. Toyota. Visit your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota. Let's go places. And by Bud Light. This basketball season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. Now, live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa, this is Hey Coach.
Welcome to Hey Coach, presented by Alpha Insurance. I'm Roger Hoover, alongside our producer and engineer, Tom Stipe, and we're glad to welcome you to Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa. Tonight on Hey Coach, we'll first talk gymnastics with Alabama head coach Dana Duckworth. Crimson Tide hosting its first home meet this Friday at Coleman Coliseum, welcoming in Oklahoma for the Capes and the Crowns meet. We'll also be joined by Ryan Viner from Coaches for Literacy. We'll be talking about the Coaches for Literacy game that will celebrate at Saturday's men's basketball game against Missouri. Then we'll say Hey Coach to Nate Oates in our second half hour to discuss what he saw from the Crimson Tide at Kentucky on Saturday and the games ahead this week, with unbeaten Auburn coming to town on Wednesday and then Missouri on Saturday here in Tuscaloosa. To join us tonight on the show, give us a call on the Academy Sports and Outdoors hotline at 877-202-BAMA. Tide fans, you can stay up to date with the latest on the Crimson Tide this season by tuning into Tide TV This Week, presented by Renaissance Bank. Check local listings for TV times. It's available online and on demand at RollTide.com. This is Hey Coach, live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill, the official watch party location of the Crimson Tide. Dana Duckworth joins us next. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
At Alpha Insurance, our goal is to be your MVP, providing you with the most valuable protection. That means saving you money on home, car, and life insurance, and providing championship service from a helpful hometown team. Call Alpha for your insurance needs today, and let us show you why we consistently rank among the top insurance companies in the Southeast for customer satisfaction.
In the military, you wear camouflage. But try this color, too. Crimson. It's the color of the University of Alabama. Military personnel, veterans, and their families can earn a college degree online from Alabama. Take courses and have access to tutors, career advisors, and libraries wherever you are. A degree from Alabama is respected wherever you go. Visit bamabydistance.ua.edu. That's bamabydistance.ua.edu.
On game day, this Alabama tradition, Crimson Chaos, ignites passion and pride throughout Coleman Coliseum. Its goal? Cheer on the Tide. Intimidate the competition. At Ford Motor Company, we have our own tradition, too. Building the best-selling trucks in America, Ford F-Series, 42 years straight. F-150 is built to work smart and play hard. For great offers on F-150, see your local Ford dealer. Proud sponsor of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
So, any homeowners in the audience? Yeah? Okay, all right, get this. The other day, my wife and I went shopping for a new home. You know, a place for the kids to, I don't know, grow up. And we didn't even bother to get pre-qualified.
If you shop for a home without getting pre-qualified, people might just assume it's a big joke. Fortunately, Trustmark can get you pre-qualified for just the right amount and help you close on your dream home when you find it. Connect with a loan officer at trustmark.com/mortgage. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. A pre-qualification is not a commitment to lend.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie, and something I love about the Chick-fil-A nuggets is their gold color. It lets me know that I'm about to enjoy something hot and delicious. It's just comfort food. It feels good to eat.
Thanks, Maddie. I'm Hannah. I work at the Chick-fil-A in Lexington, Kentucky. I'm so stoked that you love the Chick-fil-A nuggets just as much as I do. A little thing I want people to know about the Chick-fil-A nuggets is that we cannot make them fast enough. People order so many of them. They are always made fresh around the clock every single day.
Real guests and team members paid for their testimonial.
Game day brings out the best in our players, our team, and our fans. So go for the slam dunk and grab your favorite bag of Golden Flake snacks. Because when you enjoy Golden Flake, you always win. Pick up your favorite bags of Golden Flake potato chips, pork skins, cheese puffs, or our great dipping tortillas. And let the game begin. Enjoy the simple southern goodness of Golden Flake, the official potato chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Welcome back to Hey Coach. Dana Duckworth joins us tonight, courtesy of Everwood Treatment Company. Everwood, the official treated lumber of Alabama Athletics. Everwood, wood treated right. Time to talk some gymnastics. I know a lot of people are here tonight at Baumhauer's getting ready to watch a little bit of football later on this evening between LSU and Clemson. And Dana, you actually went to school with head coach of the Clemson Tigers, Dabo Swinney.
Yes, we were at school about the same time. I remember seeing him in study hall, and he was always very kind, you know?
Very
and
kind.
That's what I remember. It was just really kind, and everyone liked him.
Absolutely.
It seems like it was a long time ago, though. So.
Absolutely. Both of you have gone on to be successful head coaches, and the Crimson Tide gymnastics team getting underway this past Friday at Auburn. What did you see out of your team on the plains?
Well, first, it was a little bit of a heartbreaker at the end, right, because we could have sealed that deal with that last routine. And a lot of people have asked me, you know, what happened? At the end of the day, Lexi Graber, it was the first fall she has ever had in her college career. And I thought, well, the timing wasn't great. But there were so many great things that happened on Friday night. And when you go back and you watch the meet, you can see that we're building something. And we're building something that is absolutely a better product. It has better lines and it has higher scoring potential. And so, you know, it takes time to build those things. And I feel like we have a really great combination of athleticism and spirit that we're going to be able to be a force this season. People have to be patient. It's a long marathon. We go from January to April, and God willing, everyone will stay healthy, and we'll be in a great place.
And there's something to be said as well for just the first meet of the season, all that practice you do all fall, getting ready for that first event. Were a lot of nerves kind of taken out on Friday night?
I thought the ladies did a really nice job. I even asked them, you know, who had really high-level butterflies, who really, you know, felt like they were calm. And I think that they did a great job with the very first meet in a very loud environment. It is hard to compete in that arena. I mean, it is a lot of distraction. You've got a lot of fans and a lot of students that are heckling and almost at one point, when the girls get out there to do their floor routine, they get in their starting pose. The entire first floor of students get in the first pose with them and mock them. And so I told the ladies, you know, be ready for it because it's happening. And I thought that the ladies handled that very well. You know, when you look at the overall performance on bars, we were incredibly strong for our very first meet. Now, we had a few people that were hesitant and I think held back a little bit. But if they can continue to work the handstands and swing bars like we do in at practice, we have a potential of a 49.5 or better team. And last year, we didn't even have that potential on bars. So I'm excited to know that we have it and we just got to be able to deliver it. Then over Kara and Vault, I mean, we had two of our freshmen in the lineup that literally got here 8 days before we competed, and both of them scored over a 9.8. And then you had Shallon Olson anchor that event, and so she didn't have her best vault. So where we could have gotten an extra tenth or two, you know, we land a little short there, but it didn't hurt their momentum. They went over to floor, and looking at it, we're fit. We had no endurance problems. The presentation was good. I definitely want to work on our leap passes. I saw some execution issues and some deductions in those. But when I had a lot of people text me, oh my goodness, this team has ups. And I love that. We have some power on this team, and it goes back to that athleticism. But then we went over to balance beam, and four out of our six beam routines were good, really good. Scored over a 9.8, 9.85. And Luisa Blanco, our brand new freshman that showed up 8 days ago, went 9.9.
Gotta love that.
It was amazing. And Makari Doggett went 9.85. And Alonza started off really well. You know, she was a junior that actually led us off all year. And I switched that around, and Shallon led us off, and she did a great job. So we're building the depth to have different people in different places. And I also felt like one routine made the difference. And so you use this as a lesson. You know, I read the book, Obstacles Are the Way, and it's the bottom line is you use the obstacles to get better. You use the obstacles to get have more growth and to see that, you know, it's just a blip on the radar. Now, going into this week, the ladies are focused and they're determined and they're very excited to be at home for that first home opener.
And of course, so much goes into just the overall team score determining national rankings. Getting ready for this upcoming Friday, Alabama's still at number 9, and I believe Auburn, even though technically they did win the meet, still their score not quite the same as Alabama's, still ranked 20th, I believe.
Yes, they're 11 places below us, and I want to just recognize the fact that the score is what's important right now. So we had our very first meet, and we scored over a 196. Last season, that wasn't the case. So the reality is, one fall, add that, you're at almost 197 coming out of the chute. And that's what I want our fans to recognize and see. And at the end of the day, our ladies, they know that they could have gotten that win. They know that they will use this as fuel to only make us better.
And how about the performance of your upperclassmen, the real leaders of this team? We saw Maddie Desch, Lexi Graber both have 9.9s.
Yes, and Shay Mahoney. I mean, those ladies really got in there and did a great job. You know, all three of our seniors competed, and that was a big, big step for us. And I can't speak enough to the leadership that these seniors have brought. They are calm, cool, and collective. They bring a fierce grace to the team, and each one of them leads very differently. You know, Shay is a very vocal leader, and she leads by joy and expression. Maddie Desch is more of a conservative, kind of sits back, observes things, processes things, and then when she speaks, everybody listens. And Winter is our hype girl, so she gets in the, you know, in the huddle, and whatever she says is to get them motivated and excited. And so it's very special that the three seniors are taking that role and they're owning it, and I think it's going to bode well as we move forward.
We'll talk more with Coach Duckworth in a moment, and I also want to remind you that Sports Collectibles is your source for authentic Alabama memorabilia and collectibles, offering autographed items, framed jerseys, and other great gift ideas. All signed items come with a certificate of authenticity and a 100% money-back guarantee. Shop Sports Collectibles at Bryant Denny or online at sportscollectibles.com. We'll be back with more of Hey Coach in a moment. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P. Adjective. Short for being 100% sure or certain. As in, if we get a puppy, I'll Hundo P. always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yep, he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now.
There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
Warm fleece on a cold day.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The Cooper Tire Performance of the Week goes to Tua Tagovailoa, who was named the 2019 Bobby Bowden Award winner on Friday. Crimson Tide quarterback was recognized for being an exemplary model in the classroom, on the field, on campus, and in the community from a faith perspective. And that is your Cooper Tire Performance of the Week. Visit CooperTire.com to find your local dealer. Count on Cooper, an American company since 1914. Roger Hoover continuing to visit with head gymnastics coach Dana Duckworth. And schedule certainly is always tough for Alabama gymnastics. You have to go on the road to your arch rival Auburn this past Friday. Now, coming home for the first time this season, you get to welcome in number one, Oklahoma, and oh yeah, the defending national champions.
Yes, we do. And Oklahoma has really come on strong the last few years. And KJ Kindler, their head coach, is a dear friend of mine. And I respect what she has built there and created. At the same time, that's what you're going after, you know, to be able to build your own version of Alabama gymnastics to that level again. And I'm excited to be able to have them in the arena. I cannot wait to see the fans bring the energy from Alabama because it's a difference maker for us. And it's Capes and Crowns night, so you're going to have tons of kids there. And I think that, you know, it's going to be a competition. It's going to be competitive all the way from the very beginning to the end. And I'm excited to be able to have them here.
Yeah, fans are encouraged to grab their tiaras, crowns, superhero costumes. Join in on the fun coming up Friday night. It's always an electric atmosphere. Everything gets going at 7:45, but you want fans in their seats well before that.
We do. So the meet will, you know, really 7:46, 7 is when the lights will go down, and I really want everyone to be in their seats at that point. It's when the intro video happens, and the team comes running out, and it's super exciting. And I think that that's the best time to get to your seats. But the concourse will be open because there'll be so many activities, and it's going to be such a fun fan experience. I mean, I remember last year seeing the pictures of all the princesses in the concourse and all the different games and activities, face painting. So if you have a family, you know, just get out there early and enjoy that time, because you can't really have a better deal. You can't go to the movies, right, for what you can do at Alabama Gymnastics. You can buy your tickets. There's plenty of tickets still available, $10 for adults, and there's a children's rate, and season tickets are even better, I would say, because it brings the price down even more. But the reality is that it's an incredible, fun family Friday, and you can't beat it as a family.
When talking about the Alabama Gymnastics program, first of all, what do you want Oklahoma to see you guys as?
Well, can I copy from Coach O?
You know, absolutely. When he talked about Dabo in the last segment. How about Coach O?
We're coming, and we ain't backing down. I love when he said that. Right after we beat him, we're coming. That's how I feel. That's how I feel. Like, we're going to be great. And I don't want anyone to question it, because our athletes are on fire for greatness. You know, if you ask me what do we want to see? Well, I want to see our ladies focused. I want to see them determined. I want them to have fun. And as usual, in Bama style, we will be classy. You know, when you walk off the arena floor, you want people to want to be you. And that's what class is, represents. And so that's what I want them to do. I want them to execute the way they are practicing every day, because we have some amazing routines that can score, you know, a 9.9 or better. And I just want them to trust themselves and make a statement when it comes to that. So what do I want them to see? I want them to see a threat. I want them to feel that we are on the heels or, in the lead.
And again, the teams aren't very far off. Oklahoma number one in the nation, Alabama number nine.
Well, and I think that, you know, we've had one meet. They're going to have their third meet by the time they see us. And it's, so you only get better as you get more experience in that setting. We spent a lot of hours, you know, in the Coliseum trying to set up the gym. The Crimson and White preview really helped us get our feet wet with what that's going to feel like. And I feel the ladies are going to be really prepared. Because like last week I said, your confidence comes from your preparation. And your character is what you show with the way you represent integrity, respect, and class on that arena floor. And I think that is exactly what we're going to put out there. And it's going to be high energy. I want to see those students out there. Normally, the first meet is when we get the most students. And your energy, their energy, you know, learning where we say BAMA, Roll Tide Roll, in our Floratines. We want the fans to learn when to do that, because it makes it just that much more fun for the athletes to compete.
And then what do you want the fans to see you as?
I think the best thing for our fans to see is that they can see something special. They're going to watch it and say, this team has a personality, it has a great deal of character, and it's a fun team to watch. And I want, you know, the little girls in the stands to want to be our athletes. They're incredible students. We had over, again, for the, I don't know how many, 30 year in a row, over a 3.5 GPA as a team. We had several athletes with a perfect 4.0. So not only are we building champions in the, you know, classroom, we're building champions in life. And that's what this is about, and we're not going to stop. We're going to not stop backing down, as Coach Ho said. We're coming, not backing down.
Gotta love that. Well, coming up in our next segment, we're going to talk to Ryan Viner, the Executive Director of Coaching for Literacy. And I know literacy is also very important to you with Reed Bama-Reed.
Yes, I'm so excited you have this next guest. Reed Bama-Reed Express, and Reed Bama-Reed has been able to, you know, make impact when it comes to the love of reading. And, you know, all learning, the fundamentals of learning, is through being able to comprehend and read. And so I'm excited for that. Whatever we can do to be involved, I'd love to do that, because reading is the key to leaders.
Well, Coach, thank you for joining us on Hey Coach tonight. We certainly look forward to Alabama and Oklahoma coming up this Friday at Coleman Coliseum. Capes and crowns, Roll Tide.
Get your tickets. Let's go. Roll Tide.
All right. That is Dana Duckworth. We thank her for joining us on Hey Coach tonight at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Back with more in a moment. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code. Lesson 42. This is how you say happy hour. It's happy hour. Let's go get some Bud Lights. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light. Crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Crimson Tide fans, gear up for the season at Academy Sports and Outdoors. From jerseys and hats to grills and tents, Academy Sports and Outdoors has everything you need for game day for less. Visit any of the many convenient locations in Alabama or shop online at academy.com. That's academy.com. Academy Sports and Outdoors, official sponsor of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
The Cooper Discoverer AT3, our most trusted truck tire, is now better than ever and available in three new models. The 4S, the LT, and the XLT. They're designed for the reliability and durability to find adventure beyond the pavement. And we've backed these durable tires with a Cooper mileage warranty of up to 65,000 miles. Learn more about the reliable Discoverer AT3 family of tires at coopertire.com. Count on Cooper.
Hey, do any of you Bama fans work with commercial trucks? What do you do to keep them rolling? Well, I'd get Snyder Fleet Solutions on the job. Snyder provides tire and mechanical service for some of the biggest fleets in the country from 80 locations, including 5 right here in Alabama. If you haven't seen what Snyder can do, it's time. Whether you've got one truck or 200, check them out at snyderfleet.com.
At Window World of Alabama, their motto is the same as it was when they began in 1995. Provide superior products installed by professional craftsmen at guaranteed low prices. It's no wonder that Window World has grown to become America's largest window replacement company. They take pride not only in the quality of their products, but in the service and care they give you from the start of a job to its completion and beyond. Call Window World of Alabama for your free in-home estimate at 205-916-2189 or visit windowworldalabama.com. Window World, simply the best for less.
Discover something amazing at Cook Museum of Natural Science. Explore a cave, crawl inside a beaver lodge, marvel at live animals, including saltwater fish, turtles, snakes, jellyfish, alligators, and more. Experience nature close up through interactive exhibits and hands-on activities. Discover why life is amazing at Cook Museum of Natural Science in downtown Decatur, Alabama. For more information, visit cookmuseum.org.
Hey Coach is presented by Alpha Insurance. For auto, home, and life insurance, call Alpha. Coming up on Saturday, we'll see Alabama men's basketball host Missouri at Coleman Coliseum at 2:30 p.m. Central, and that will also be the Coaching for Literacy game. Now we go to the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline to say hello to Ryan Viner. He's the Executive Director of Coaching for Literacy. And first of all, Ryan, hello. How are you doing tonight?
Doing great. Gearing up for that little ball game tonight. And I'm looking forward to watching the Crimson Tide on Saturday.
Well, we certainly look forward to having you in town here in Tuscaloosa. And first of all, what are Fight for Literacy Games?
Good question. Fight for Literacy Games are a movement around the country that exists to promote childhood reading. Essentially, in a Fight for Literacy Game, coaching staffs and teams wear green to promote the importance of children being able to read at the end of grade, at grade level by the end of third grade. And also the teams invite fans to make donations to help local kids become better readers.
How are the Alabama Crimson Tide and especially the men's basketball team getting involved in the Fight for Literacy?
Coach Oates and his staff are hosting a Fight for Literacy game sponsored by International Paper on Saturday, January 18th. And Coach Martin and the Missouri Tigers will be joining in that effort. Both staffs, again, will wear green to promote the importance of childhood reading. And then we're going to be inviting fans, Alabama fans, to make donations that will help local readers at Alberta Head Start and an organization called Literacy to Work. 100% of what Alabama fans raise will stay local and will help kids in Tuscaloosa and in Alabama become better readers. In fact, last year, over $9,000 was given to make young readers in the state of Alabama better.
And how can Crimson Tide fans make a difference?
Good question. There's three ways that Alabama fans can make a difference. We encourage you first to learn. I'd love for you to learn about why literacy is so important. It's something that you and me take for granted every single day, but it would be really hard if you think about it to do your job or to exist in society if you couldn't read. So visit our website, coachingforliteracy.org, to learn more. And then number two, we'd encourage you to advocate. You can get a green wristband and wear it to promote the Fight for Literacy by texting wristband to 51555. That's wristband to 51555. And then lastly, most important, you can make a donation. You can text TIDE, the number 4, literacy, that's TIDE for literacy, to 71777. That's TIDE for literacy to 71777. Or visit fightforliteracygames.org to make a donation. And again, every penny that Alabama fans raise will stay local and will help kids in Alabama become better readers.
And as we start to wrap things up, just in your own words, why is literacy important?
Literacy is important, as I mentioned earlier, because if you can't read, it's very difficult to succeed. Right now in the state of Alabama, 69% of kids, that's almost 7 out of 10, are not reading at a grade level by the end of third grade. And the reason that's important is because if you can't read at grade level by the end of third grade, you got, unfortunately, a 2 in 3 chance of one day being in prison or on welfare. So the trajectory of your life is set in motion by your ability to read at the end of third grade or not be able to read. And I've got two sons. I know that you probably have young people that you care about, and all of your listeners have children or nieces or nephews, young people that they know and care about. And there are a lot of young people in the state of Alabama that need your help to become better readers. And the fun thing is that when a young person learns how to read, they can be a successful contributing member of the society, and it makes that person better, gives them dignity, and it also makes the rest of society better as well. So this is the kind of investment that helps others and also helps yourself.
Well, Ryan, thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight. We look forward to seeing you Saturday in Tuscaloosa.
All right. Thank you. Look forward to being there.
All right. That was Ryan Viner, the Executive Director of Coaching for Literacy. And again, Alabama's Fight for Literacy game is coming up this Saturday against Mizzou. Keep up with everything Alabama with the new Roll Tide mobile app presented by Bancorp South. That's available at the App Store and Google Play. You can download the Roll Tide mobile app now for free. Up next, Nate Oates joins us on Hey Coach. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Join the Alabama Crimson Tide, an international paper, to give kids like Annie, Sam, and Lucas in Alabama the power to read today. For every $10 you donate, a local student like Annie will receive two books. 100% of funds raised go straight to help young students in Tuscaloosa become better readers. Coaching for Literacy's mission to give every child the ability to read starts with you today. To learn more, text TIDE for Literacy to 71777 or visit fightforliteracygames.org.
So, any homeowners in the audience? Yeah? Okay, all right, get this. The other day, my wife and I went shopping for a new home. You know, a place for the kids to, I don't know, grow up. And we didn't even bother to get pre-qualified.
If you shop for a home without getting pre-qualified, people might just assume it's a big joke. Fortunately, Trustmark can get you pre-qualified for just the right amount and help you close on your dream home when you find it. Connect with a loan officer at trustmark.com/mortgage. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. A pre-qualification is not a commitment to lend.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Whoa. Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle and here is my spell.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Spinning, dishing, Kyra down the lane, floater's good, but Herbert Jones with one hand says, forget the free throw, I'll just slam it home.
Hey Coach is presented by Alpha Insurance. For auto, home, and life insurance, call Alpha. Tonight's first question as we start to talk to Alabama head men's basketball coach Nate Oates. First question is always brought to you by Alabama 811 and the Crimson Tide fans in attendance giving Coach Oates a good round of applause. And again, Alabama 811 is always the sponsor of tonight's first question, again brought to you by Alabama 811. Call 811 before you dig to know what's below. Call 811 or visit al811.com. And Coach, instead of letting me ask the first question, I'm going to go right to the phone lines to the Academy Sports and Outdoors hotline and say hello to Pee-wee, who gives us a call from Grand Bay, Alabama. Hello, Pee-wee. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. Hey, Coach, how are you doing, sir?
Good. How are you doing, Pee? I thought he said the first question's always brought to us by 811. I thought he was going to say the first question's always brought to us by Pee-wee. That's what I thought he was going to say. But
it's always delivered by Pee-wee.
Oh, delivered by Pee-wee.
You know, Coach, watching the game against Kentucky, even though it did not turn out the way it was, that was probably one of the most hard-fought games that I have seen our guys play in a very long time. The way that they dominated on the inside, crashed the boards, even though we couldn't get the threes to fall, and stayed within striking range, if we'd have just been able to hit just a few here or there, you know, we might have could have pulled that one out. But my question is, how do you take that game and transform it into a learning experience for the game of coming up against Auburn, who is an outstanding basketball team, where we are going to have to try to be able to make a little bit more on the outside, but need to continue the play that we had on the inside?
Yeah, it's a great question. I kind of told that today was the first time we met since, you know, we got back from the game. I told the guys I thought it answered one of the questions maybe we had or people had about us. You know, could we win when we weren't on fire from three? You know, we'd won 6 of 8 games and really shot it really well in all of them. You know, and I think we can. I mean, shoot, that was the best Kentucky shot it in 2 years from three. It's the worst we had shot it all year, and it was still a one-possession game there in the last couple minutes, 4-point game with a minute to go. So I think we can. I think our defense stepped up, played great. Our defense is going to have to be really good for 40 minutes against Auburn. Obviously, they're undefeated. Not sure where they came out ranked today, but somewhere in the top 10, I'm guessing. But you know, Auburn's a good team that shoots the ball well. Kentucky shot it well. We didn't do a great job with Kentucky on the 3-point line. Didn't think they were particularly a great shooting team coming into the game, but they sure shot it well against us. And you know, we didn't shoot it that well, but I think, you know, we kind of had a little bit to do with that too. I thought we could have taken better shots. So we talked a lot about shot selection, what's a good shot, what's not. Kind of reiterate how we want to play on the offensive end, because our offense had really been clicking. I think our defense took a big step, though, forward in the Kentucky game. So we need our defense to continue to get better, and we need our offense to get back to where we're taking great shots every time down the floor.
Thank you, Pee-wee, for the call. And you mentioned Alabama against Kentucky. Herbert Jones led the way, 18.7 rebounds. And, Coach, he just does so much on defense, so you almost can't put a stat to what Herbert can do on defense.
Yeah, I mean, he's, you know, all the analytics stuff now got a lot better way to measure stuff than what it maybe did in the past. His defensive leverage, how much better are we when he's in the game versus when he's not, that type of stuff. And he, you know, he rates out as our best defender that way, you know. But now he's getting a lot more healthy, a lot more comfortable on the offensive end. You know, somebody asked me, did you want him to take 20 shots? Well, I did not want him to. You know, we don't come into the game dictating, you know, you're going to take 20, you're going to take 5, you're going to take 10. You know, the game dictates who's going to take what, and I thought he was being aggressive, attacking downhill like we want him to. And, you know, would it have been nice if he'd have finished a few more? Yeah, but I like him being aggressive and attacking. I think, you know, he's got to get comfortable. You know, he was not healthy up until a few weeks ago to where he could do that. So he's coming. I like where he's at. You know, it would have been nice if one of those 2 threes were to drop, because I think he's been in the gym working really hard. And we see him drop in practice. He looks good in practice. He just needs, you know, a couple to go down in the games and get his confidence going. I think he can start making them, and teams are going to have to guard him a little bit different once that starts happening.
There have been some close calls for Alabama on the road, whether it's at Penn State, at Florida, or the last ball game against Kentucky. Just down the road, how much is that going to help your team, having gone through some of these experiences and really learning how to finish a game out?
Yeah, I think it'll help. You know, we really need to win one, though. We need to know that we can win one late, close one on the road. So, I do think it helps, though, that we played a lot of closer games. A lot of these teams have not played as tough a schedule. I think, you know, I think today, as of today or a day or two ago, we had the strongest strength of schedule that we in the league, in the SEC, both non-conference and overall. So, you know, our strength of schedule is tough. We played hard games. We've had tight games. You know, it's going to come back to pay dividends, and we just got to believe that. But we do need to start winning some of these tight games here.
We'll continue with Coach Oates in a moment, and I want to remind you that tonight we're at Baumhauer's Victory Grill, and you can make your next party legendary with Baumhauer's legendary sauces and their convenient party trays. Visit Baumhauer's.com for more information. Baumhauer's Victory Grill, legendary fun, legendary food. Back with the coach in a moment. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
You know the sound of performance. And you definitely know the name of performance. Toyota Camry, Corolla, and RAV4. A lineup that remains unrivaled. Toyota, let's go places. Lease a new 2020 Toyota RAV4 LE for $249 a month for 36 months. Offer valid through February 3rd, 2020. Well qualified lessees with approved credit through Southeast Toyota Finance. $35.48 due at signing. No security deposit with select equipment. $350 disposition fee. Excludes tax, tag, registration, title, and dealer fee. See dealer for details.
Hey y'all, I'm Maddie, and something I love about the Chick-fil-A nuggets is their gold color. It lets me know that I'm about to enjoy something hot and delicious. It's just comfort food. It feels good to eat.
Thanks, Maddie. I'm Hannah. I work at the Chick-fil-A in Lexington, Kentucky. I'm so stoked that you love the Chick-fil-A nuggets just as much as I do. A little thing I want people to know about the Chick-fil-A nuggets is that we cannot make them fast enough. People order so many of them. They are always made fresh around the clock every single day.
Real guests and team members paid for their testimonial.
Off season for Bama fans? Yeah, right. We show our team spirit year-round. Now with a University of Alabama Visa check card from Regions, you can roll tide wherever you go. And with Regions' next step tips and tools, you and your Visa check card can go further. Regions is the official bank of the SEC, and we know greatness is in the grind. To learn more, visit Regions.com/GoBama. Regions, member FDIC. Terms, conditions, and fees may apply.
Join the Alabama Crimson Tide, an international paper, to give kids like Annie, Sam, and Lucas in Alabama the power to read today. For every $10 you donate, a local student like Annie will receive 2 books. 100% of funds raised go straight to help young students in Tuscaloosa become better readers. Coaching for Literacy's mission to give every child the ability to read starts with you today. To learn more, text TIDE for Literacy to 71777 or visit fightforliteracygames.org.
Everwood Treatment Company is wood treated right. Everwood is the most technologically advanced pressure treated wood available. That means no rotting, no decay, no problems. Just wood treated right. Everwood is your treated wood source and the official pressure treated lumber of the Alabama Crimson Tide. If you're looking to add or replace decks, outdoor structures, or commercial jobs, choose Everwood for wood treated right. If you need it, we'll get it to you. To locate your local Everwood store, visit EverwoodTreatment.com. Everwood Treatment, official lumber of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Game day brings out the best in our players, our team, and our fans. So go for the slam dunk and grab your favorite bag of Golden Flake snacks. Because when you enjoy Golden Flake, you always win. Pick up your favorite bags of Golden Flake potato chips, pork skins, cheese puffs, or our great dipping tortillas. And let the game begin. Enjoy the simple southern goodness of Golden Flake, the official potato chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Kyra, down the lane, the lob, Galen, tip, no, rebounded, Hurd, kicks it out, Kyra, 3-5.
And welcome back to Hey Coach, presented by Alpha Insurance. Visit alphainsurance.com to find a local agent for auto, home, and life insurance. Call Alpha. Roger Hoover visiting once again with Nate Oates here at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. And Coach, in Lexington on Saturday after the ball game is over, John Calipari made an interesting statement. He said, "No one wants to play Alabama right now." And he also said when you guys shook hands after the ballgame was over, he asked you when the next time you guys were on the schedule. And when you said, "We're not on your schedule again," he said, "Thank goodness."
Yeah, he did ask that. If we'd have shot the ball like we'd been shooting it, you know, we would have been a little scarier to play. So, if we get back to shooting it like we were and playing like we were on offense, I'm sure teams are worried about the way we're shooting it. But it's nice of him to say. It's always been nice to me ever since I was a high school coach back in Detroit. But we need to start beating them. You know, teams are going to love playing us if we keep going 1-2 like we are in the league. So we got to start getting some wins here, though.
And you got to be fired up getting back to Coleman Coliseum. We have some students in the crowd tonight, and they've already got the hard hats on.
Yeah, where did they get those? I thought that was like the giveaway on Wednesday. So these guys must be like the head of the group. They get them a little early to get people fired up about it. Is that what we got going on?
I think so. Well, they're so fired up, they're putting a hard hat on now. But again, first 500 students will be getting these hard hats coming up on Wednesday night. And, of course, Coleman Coliseum last week was a great environment for Alabama against Mississippi State. How rowdy, how raucous do you want the building to be on Wednesday night for Auburn?
It's got to be great. I mean, it's the Auburn game. We got to pack the place out. So I know Auburn will bring some people. So we need all the Alabama fans. I saw one of our managers was on there, you know, telling all students they got to get out, can't be home watching on TV, which I full-heartedly agree with them. Get everybody in that building, make it as loud as we can, make it the best home court environment we can possibly get. So it's great that they're giving the hard hats out too. I like it. We get a little blue collar. So hopefully we can cheer on the blue collar plays. You see the guys getting deflections and four dives and charges. We need to cheer just as loud for that stuff as we do for the dunks. So hopefully with the hard hats given out, they'll be cheering for all the blue-collar plays.
Yeah, you guys have had a lot of fun with the blue-collar player of the game, and the player always comes out of the locker room wearing the hard hat, and that's some big-time bragging rights for your guys.
Yeah, it is. Kyra had it the last home game. Herb had it the game at Kentucky. I mean, Herb was a monster with it. You know, I think they've taken ownership of it. Guys want to get deflections, want to take charges, want to dive on the floor for loose balls, get the rebounds, make the tough plays. So that's what we want. We want guys taking ownership of playing hard and giving an effort. You know, and you kind of said it's hard to, you know, kind of put what Herb does on paper. Well, this is our way of trying to do it. You know, Herb killed it with the blue collar points and was far and away the highest last game. So we try to measure effort and play like Herb gives us in a way that, you know, is a little bit more objective maybe than just watching, hey, he plays hard.
What's practice been like since the Kentucky game, and what's really the focus for your basketball team getting ready for Wednesday night?
You know what, we only had one practice today. We gave them yesterday off. I thought it was good. Guys were focused. They know what's coming up with Auburn. We've got a fairly veteran group. You know, with that group of juniors that's been in this series, you know, for this will be the third year going into it. So I thought it was good. It was focused. We watched some video, very short on Kentucky. We didn't want to dwell too much on that, but pulled some guys in individually, watched some clips of their offense and stuff. But, no, I think our guys are going to be ready. I think we've had good practices. Everybody's there. We know Javian practiced. Herb's practicing again. Beetle was the only one that was held out. He's got some type of stomach virus going or whatever. But, you know, we had a pretty full team out there. So it's good. I think we'll get a really good one tomorrow, a lot shorter, so their legs are fresh and they're ready to go on Wednesday.
Yeah, can you speak to how this team has been healthy enough for practice? Really, that kind of started once the exams were over in early December, and then that led to Alabama's great finish to the month of December. But just how helpful is it having all those bodies that are healthy and able to practice and then go perform?
Yeah, I think it really coincided with our run there. You know, chemistry was just hard to get when guys weren't practicing. We had three guys that were only playing in the games, and Herb, Beetle, and Reese. So once they were all able to start practicing more, getting into the flow, our chemistry got better, they got better, the team started playing better, turnovers came down, everything started to come together. So it's just hard if you can't practice together to get your chemistry together. So once that started happening, and now it's been happening, we've been playing a lot better basketball.
When we come back on Hey Coach, we'll talk more about the upcoming matchup with the Auburn Tigers on Wednesday and also preview Missouri coming up later in the week. You're listening to Hey Coach. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
It's important to buckle up your kids.
I know.
Sometimes car seats can be complicated.
I know.
And if your child's in the wrong seat and you get into a crash.
I know.
It could lead to a serious injury.
I know.
So you're 100% sure you have the right car seat for your child's age and size?
I don't know.
Don't think you know. Know you know. Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Make sure you have the right car seat. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind. Life is worth more than a text. Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Everybody buckle up.
Mom, 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 mom.
Buckle up.
Let's go.
Buckle up.
Can we go to the store?
Mom, buckle up.
Everybody.
Everybody, buckle up.
A lot goes on in the car, but you're in control. So only move when you hear the click that says they're buckled in. Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Most of my family, they never graduated high school, so I'm trying to break that barrier.
My daughter, Brooklyn, was also a motivation for me to go back to school.
Every day after work, went straight to school, and it paid off.
At age 26, Kareem finished his high school diploma.
I could not have done it alone. I see the future is really bright for me.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Kyra Lewis the other way for the Crimson Tide. Kyra on the near side. Bama in no hurry. Kyra off the screen. Will go down the lane. Gives it off to Galen for the flush.
Welcome back to Hey Coach. It's presented by Alpha Insurance. Hey Coach is also brought to you by Sports Clips Haircuts. Download the app today and check in online. Sport Clips, it's good to be a guy. Roger Hoover joined once again by Nate Oates here at Baumhauer's in Tuscaloosa. And we mentioned what's up next for the Crimson Tide, the fifth-ranked Auburn Tigers. Coach, they're off to a 15-0 start, 3-0 in SEC play. What can you tell us about Bruce Pearl's team and the style of play they're going to bring to Tuscaloosa on Wednesday?
They're playing great. They shoot the ball well. They get up and down in transition. They got really good guard play. They play small a lot. I mean, when Wiley's in, they've got a traditional big. When he comes out, they sometimes almost play five guards and wings together, and he only plays 20 minutes. So for about 20 minutes out of the game, they've got wings and guards in there. I think, you know, they proved that you can win doing that. They went to the Final Four playing that way. They graduated a lot of those guys, but a lot of these guys now are experienced guys that are used to winning, and it's been a long time since they've lost, you know, like outside of, you know, in the Final Four. So they're playing as good as anybody in the country, and we're going to have to bring our A game, and it's a big rival game. So I'm looking forward to it. This is what makes teams better when you have to play teams like this.
Yeah, how fast-paced of a game should we expect?
Well, we're not going to slow it down, and I don't anticipate them slowing it down, so probably as fast as we want it to go. We'll push it up the floor. You know, we're better playing off our stops. That's where we got to really concentrate on getting stops and rebounds. It's a lot easier to run off a rebound and a stop than it is taking the ball on that. But yeah, we're gonna try to push. We're not slowing the ball on them. That's for sure.
And also fast pace. With that comes a lot of three pointers. Is that something else we should expect?
Yeah, I was disappointed. We only took 21 against Kentucky. I thought we needed to take 30 to 35. We didn't get enough up. We shot some twos that I thought should have got sprayed out for more threes. Kentucky was trying to run us off the line, and we kind of helped them, to be honest with you. I thought there was a lot more opportunities to take threes, so hopefully we get it back up in the 30s with our three-point field goal attempts in this Auburn game.
And, of course, a lot of your guys seem, too, just very comfortable shooting inside Coleman Coliseum. That's what you always want to see at our home gym.
Yeah, you know, I think they put a lot of time in on their own at night. They come in and shoot in Coleman, and it's available for them to shoot. We encourage them to get in frequently and shoot. So hopefully they're in there tonight. Hopefully there's somebody in there shooting right now. Somebody else coming in right after them. But, you know, we want them in there shooting, and they're comfortable with it. And we've been shooting it pretty well at home, so hopefully that trend continues.
Well, you got to be excited as well. Not only is Alabama welcoming Auburn this week, but before we're back with Hey Coach next Monday night, the Missouri Tigers also coming to town on Saturday. What can you tell us about Konzo Martin's team?
Yeah, they just had a huge win at home against Florida. Big snowstorm. Hardly anybody came to the game there in Missouri. I watched part of it live, and the crowd was pretty sparse just due to a snowstorm, and they came out and played with a lot of energy, a lot of fire. They play hard. They've been, you know, a little bit inconsistent, but playing better lately. A little bit like us, to be honest with you. I think they're playing their best basketball right now, kind of like we're getting on a run. So, you know, they're a team that wants to you know, challenge for the SEC analytic-wise. They're right there with us when you look at the different analytics stuff. So that's going to be another good game. There's not many easy games in this league. I've kind of looked. I'm wondering where the free games are on here. I'm not seeing too many of them, to be honest with you.
Well, and you're a few games into your SEC coaching tenure. Has it lived up to your expectations, what we've seen over these past three games?
Yeah, I mean, they're hard, intense, hard-fought. Got to scrap for everything you got. I mean, I told our staff, like, man, we can't, as a coaching staff, we can't screw anything up. I mean, every single one of these possessions is a big deal. You're coming down to the last possession a lot, last couple possessions of the game. So we got to know what we're doing out of every time out. We got to put them in the right spots. We got to have the matchups right. Like, we can't, I mean, the players got to play like every possession matters. The coaches got to coach like every possession matters, too. And we got to do a better job with some of that stuff, you know, even ourselves.
Well, it is time of the show where we always have the final word, and that is brought to you each week by Mercedes-Benz. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing again. Tonight, or coming up on Wednesday, it's Alabama against Auburn. It should be a great atmosphere inside Coleman Coliseum. There are only a few seats left, so fans need to go online to RollTide.com and grab those seats because, again, Coach, you want a raucous, a rowdy atmosphere for the Auburn Tigers coming to town.
Yeah, we want it sold out for sure. If you're going to come to any game, this would be the game to come to for sure. No matter where you're at in the state or surrounding states, let's get in, support us. We obviously don't want to lose to Auburn. I wanted to make sure Auburn, you know, to me it was good that they won the last game. It's good that they come in undefeated. It makes it a little bit more special for our guys, and we're going to bring some energy to the game, and I think it'll be fun for the fans. We need the fans to bring energy for us, but I'm excited to get this one going. It starts a two-game homestand with this one in Missouri, so, you know, if somebody wants to come in and make it two games. If you're coming from elsewhere out in the state, let's make it a two-game homestand. Come to both of them for us.
And you're going to be fired up to look in the student section, see all those hard hats.
Yeah, it's going to be great. We'll bring the blue-collar mentality to the game. They bring the blue-collar mentality to the stands. It'll be great. What I really can't wait is to see what next Detroit song Tom's playing over. He's been playing all Detroit songs in between, so I can't wait to listen to the next one. I don't know if he's bringing some M&M or what.
I'm sure we'd love to. Well, Coach Oates, thank you so much for joining us tonight. A big Roll Tide to you. We'll see you at Coleman on Wednesday night. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Roger. Roll Tide.
That's Alabama head coach Nate Oates, and he's fired up for the Crimson Tide to be home this week against Auburn and Missouri at Coleman Coliseum. We'll be back to wrap up Hey Coach in a moment. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
On game day, this Alabama tradition, Crimson Chaos, ignites passion and pride throughout Coleman Coliseum. Its goal? Cheer on the Tide. Intimidate the competition. At Ford Motor Company, we have our own tradition, too. Building the best-selling trucks in America, Ford F-Series, 42 years straight. F-150 is built to work smart and play hard. For great offers on F-150, see your local Ford dealer. Proud sponsor of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
The passion, the tradition, the rivalries. SEC basketball is back on SiriusXM. We've got 24/7 talk and analysis on SiriusXM SEC Radio from hosts like me, Chris Childers, Peter Burns, Pat Bradley, and more, as well as live play-by-play. Listen to your favorite team live for $4 per month as long as you're a student. Subscribe now at SiriusXM.com/SEC Hoops.
Game day brings out the best in our players, our team, and our fans. So go for the slam dunk and grab your favorite bag of Golden Flake snacks. Because when you enjoy Golden Flake, you always win. Pick up your favorite bags of Golden Flake potato chips, pork skins, cheese puffs, or our great dipping tortillas. And let the game begin. Enjoy the simple southern goodness of Golden Flake, the official potato chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Do you hear that Coors Light being poured? It's the perfect temperature. How can I tell just based on the sound? I can't. But I can see that the mountain on the can is blue. And when the mountain is blue, your Coors Light is perfectly cold. Coors Light is cold lagered for a crisper taste, cold filtered for brightness and clarity, and cold packaged for peak refreshment. Doesn't that sound good? 2019 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
What's on tap next for Bama is presented by Bud Light. This basketball season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. Please drink responsibly. Well, first up, as we've been talking about with Nate Oates, men's basketball against undefeated Auburn on Wednesday night. That is at 8 p.m. Central with our coverage on the network starting at 7 p.m. Then Saturday, the Tide and the Mizzou Tigers at 2:30 p.m. Central. Coverage on the network starting at 1:30. Alabama Gymnastics will be hosting Oklahoma on Friday night at 7:45 inside Coleman Coliseum. Also, congratulations as well to Alabama women's basketball as they had a big 27-point victory yesterday at Auburn. Next up, they'll be at Tennessee next Monday night. And that does it for Hey Coach from Baumhauer's Victory Grill, the official watch party location of the Crimson Tide. For Tom Stipe here at Baumhauer's, Jerry Kelly at our Learfield IMG College Studios, and Dana Duckworth and Nate Oates, I'm Roger Hoover saying good night and roll tide.
Live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa, Hey Coach has been presented by Alpha Insurance. For the best agents in the business, call Alpha. Also brought to you in part by Ford. For great offers on F-150, see your local Ford dealer. Proud sponsor of the Crimson Tide. Coca-Cola. Share a Coke. Golden Flake. The official potato chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide. Chick-fil-A. The Chick-fil-A restaurants in Alabama are proud partners of the Crimson Tide. Toyota. Visit your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota. Let's go places. And by Bud Light. This basketball season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Crimson Tide Sports Network.